Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not that bad. Things are going good.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
So, I know you said to not just send you diamonds, or what do you call it, your studs as they come in, but I have about half of them. Would you like
Okay.
half
That's
of them?
fine. Yeah,
All
half
right.
of them's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, same situation that we had is we're looking for a new supplier. We lost one of our main suppliers for it, so
Okay.
right now anything under a half carat is, we just have to, kind of be in line until we get them. But I wound up getting, a lot of the fifth of a carat and quarter carats.
Okay, that's fine.
All right,
That'd be all right. Can handle that.
okie doke. I just wanted to make sure you were good with it.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Wonderful.
All right.
Other than
Thank
that,
you so much.
oh, okay, you're
Yeah,
busy.
but it
You don't ever rush me
no.
off the
Oh, no. No. I'm not rushing you off.
phone.
I'm trying to think. Seems like something, but I don't know what.
Is Mother's Day
There's
here?
a no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the worst we've ever had.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that was bad. I'm still sitting around going, what happened? The month of May is always huge for us. Big month. Big month. And between, college graduations at the very, very first of May, go into Mother's Day the next weekend, and then we start, as soon as Mother's Day, we start in on high school, and there's teachers' gifts, and there's nurses' things going on, and there's
Sure.
kindergarten graduations, and fifth grade graduations, or fourth grade graduations, whatever they are in the middle, and then eighth to ninth, or something like that. There's always stuff, and it's been really quiet. It has been, and I know I did the in-store thing where they do a little survey every month at the first of the month, and they ask questions, are you up, are you down, is it, did you buy more merchandise, buy less, just generic, and then they ask questions about how do how was your weekend as far as Mother's Day, up, down, whatever. And at the time, I was only the ninth person that had said anything at that point, but everybody, only one person said, oh, way up, better than ever, and that, which I always feel like there's one person that does that just to be a pain.
Yeah,
They
I
want,
agree.
just to make people go, oh, great, what did we do right? I hate to say that, but I feel like that's what they do. They want to make us feel like, oh, we did something wrong, Everybody else said, way down, no clue, don't understand, we're at a loss for what happened with Mother's Day. There was only nine of us, and I was number nine. So at that point, I was kind of like, well, I feel a little better. I don't feel like, oh, we did something wrong, like you say, like the guy that was trying to, toot his horn and make us feel bad about everything. So, but it just, I don't know, we've never had a Mother's Day. We never had a May that was bad. May's always been one of our strongest months, outside of Christmas and outside of Valentine's. It's always, it's Valentine's and it's probably about the same, so.
Okay.
But and Valentine's wasn't great this year. It was just so-so. Well, and this is where it now. This is where I make you go, okay. Because for me, this I kept all week long. I kept looking at the roses, going, okay, we haven't sold a single rose yet. Roses, I usually have to order the week of Mother's Day. I always stock up the weeks before.
Okay.
Mother's Day week, I have to start ordering because some of the better sellers, there's some that are just everybody buys. And I'm like, okay, so, every day I'd go out there and look at them and go, and I had one rose that I didn't have a place for it to sit. It's laying on the counter, just laying in front of all of them. And I keep looking at it like, you'll get in a slot this week. Don't worry, you're going to get in a slot. Saturday when we close, it's still laying on the case. I normally sell, I would say, on average, at least 20 roses or more for Mother's Day. We didn't sell a single rose. We had somebody come in Monday and bought one. So the pink rose finally got off the case and got put in a slot,
Okay, sure.
But I'm like going, yeah. One of our very best sellers for Mother's Day, we always sell. We did not sell one. And I'm like, okay, that's a little scary. you know, it's just a little scary, so.
Well, that's just a weird anomaly that everybody in your community all decided collectively that they weren't going to get the one thing that has seems to kind of almost be on the verge of a tradition.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. It's, I mean, it's, you know, and I mean, I have guys that come in buying three and four of them, you know, so, I mean, it was, you know, and I mean, we were all, you know, I hadn't said anything to the girls until about Thursday, and they said, we were talking about that earlier, trying to figure out why we weren't selling roses. I said, you know, I don't understand. I mean, I talked about them on the radio for a month. They're on our sign out front, big bold sign out there, you know, that they're on there for, you know, with all the pretty, you know, a beautiful picture of them. So, and I'm just like, yeah, I just don't know. I mean, I don't know. It's just really, it's very strange. Yeah. Very strange, you know. I mean, it plays with your head. I'm sorry. It just does. You sit there and go, oof. You get nervous, you know. It makes you go, okay, is business that bad? You know, is business that bad? You know.
I don't, not that I've heard. All right.
You know.
So, I mean, everybody has a different version of what's doing well and what's not doing well. It's kind of funny, the people that cry about it not being good are the people that they've built the Field of Dreams. They just assume they opened the store, they unlocked it. Oh, we're just going to have clients. Like, she's one of my favorite people. She's one of the sweetest ladies, out in New Mexico. And I'm pretty sure she just owns the store to put jewelry in the cases that she likes, and that's it. Like, she doesn't sell it. You know, like, I don't know if she's independently wealthy. Like, she lives in, like, nowhere, New Mexico, and apparently her husband, the store, kind of like you almost in a little weird way, their store is connected to their house where they live.
Okay.
All right, so they're not living in some luxurious, gorgeous vacation area. They bought a house 10 minutes away that's completely furnished. They were going to use it as a rental, and she decided that she needed a getaway. So she's not going to rent it anymore. She's just going to use it as her getaway, like when she has to get away from the grind of being in the store 10 minutes away.
Okay.
But my point is that, like, she complains that nobody's coming in, but when I say, okay, are you advertising? Are you doing anything? Do you clientele your books? Like, what do you do? If people aren't walking into that door, how are you reaching outside the door to, you know, to drum up the business? Oh, we don't do that.
We don't do that?
Yeah. So, like, they know we're here. No, apparently they don't, or they'd be coming in. Yeah. But so my point is that, like, take away those types of store owners that just want a turnkey situation. The good majority of everybody, I mean, nobody was bragging about, you know, Valentine's Day, but no one's complaining about business being dramatically down or off. You know, it's just,
no, I mean, and that's the thing. Our numbers are not bad. I mean, you know,
right.
We're not, you know, I mean, I don't know exactly where we are on the month of May. I haven't actually looked at it, but it's like you go, okay, I mean, you know, what happened? I don't, you know, and we don't, I mean, advertising, yeah, we advertise a lot on radio. I mean, that's one of our big things. We're on radio, and we do that a lot. We've got the sign out front, which always has stuff on it, and people always are coming in going, I want to see that whatever that's on your sign, you know. I mean, people talk about the sign, so we know the sign gets attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that. But yet you still, you know, and advertising in general is tough. It's just tough trying to figure out what exactly you should do now these days, because people aren't looking at newspapers. People aren't. I mean, print ads are not. They're not working. No. I mean, we did one last year in December on something that's always been successful for us, and it just bombed totally. We did it for the last 3 years, and it bombed. And we're talking a full-page ad, so it's not like it's, you know, it's very visible. So on the very back page, which is very visible. So you sit there and go, okay, yeah. You know, TV ads, TV's weird now, too, because now with streaming, you have to worry about whether are people even seeing anything, because like me, I stream everything now.
Yeah, I don't watch.
I stream everything. And so, you know, I mean, I watch a little TV in the morning. It's the local news and that kind of thing. I see commercials on there. And if I was going to advertise that on TV, that's where I would advertise, because I feel like a lot of people are like me. They get up in the morning and they watch the local news. They want to know what idiot did something stupid and, you know, and that kind of thing. So, I mean, you know, it is true. So, I think they watch the morning news more than they do the evening, because I don't think the evening, most like us, we'll put it on, turn it on in the afternoon, but then we get busy with customers and we never really watch it. We might see a story here or a story there, but we don't get to see much, you know.
Right.
And I think most people, you know, they're not getting home in time to see it even. So, but you know, but that's changed. I mean, it's changed drastically because of streaming, and it's going to keep changing. I mean, I think we're going to be in the point, I think we'll get to the point we won't be doing that, unless I'm doing just what I said there. I will be doing TV that, you know, I'll be doing it in the times I think people are watching, because I'm watching during that time.
Right.
You know, but it's kind of, I don't know, you know, and it's like you go, I mean, I even, Karen and I were talking about one of the dress shops here in town. They do little, I don't know what they're called. I can't remember what they're called. Like, they do little Facebook commercials almost, like. But, I mean, it's like live kind of
TikTok.
Whatever. Well, it's not TikTok. I mean, it pops up on their Facebook. But, I mean, it works just like that, you know. And they've got somebody in town that, I mean, she's never been anything. And she's not really attractive. And she's heavy. And I'm thinking, y'all picked her to advertise your stuff. I mean, and she's a little dizzy. She scratches her nose the whole time she's doing the commercial. And, see, I watch a lot. You know, I'm sitting there going, okay, what not to do if I do this? Which I took on. I said, I don't really want to be in a commercial, though. I don't want to be seen. I'm not a visual person wanting people to see me. I would like to put out a I'd like to set it out and display it on some kind of table or something, and then I go zoom in on the piece and go, this beautiful pendant is yada 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 and whatever whatever whatever, and you know, it's not about me, it's about the jewelry, and talk about the pieces that are, you know, sitting on the table. And Carter said, I think you got to be seen. I said, why do I have to be seen? She said, I just think you do. I'm like, well, I don't really want to be seen. That's not what I want to do. I'm not somebody I want to see. I'm not about people seeing me. I'm about people seeing the jewelry. So, now the funny thing is our website, which is shitty, and that's the only way I can say that. Whoops, I said that out loud. I mean, we haven't done anything with it in a long time because I haven't had time. Simple fact, haven't had time. So, But it got, whatever you want to call it, it got, our website is in sync with our inventory on our computers now. That's in our inventory. I mean, like, what's in the Edge? That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
What's in the Edge? Okay. So everything that we have in the store is supposed to pop up now. Some pictures are good, some pictures are bad. That's just all there is to it. But we have sold stuff off of there, you know. And I'm like, okay, and I said, we've got to get on this and make this better. We've got to get working on the website and try to get all the pictures good and all the content good, because, I mean, it is actually bringing us customers. And amazingly, we're selling stuff we need to sell. They're finding our dogs.
Okay.
Which is good. I mean, that's a good thing. They're finding, you know, these guys are coming in going, you know, I want to see this ring. And it's, you know, something that we got at a ridiculous give it away price. But it is something we need to give away because we need it out of our store. It's been here for too long, you know. So we're selling these pieces. So it's kind of like you go, okay, well, at least we're selling something off of it. So, and I do know that's got to be better. That is one thing we've got to get better at. That's something once I get, I'm trying to get caught up and trying to, we're doing inventory right now, which will help us too, because there are things that do pop up that for whatever reason it didn't take it out of the system. And I'm like, oh, we don't have that anymore. It's like, that's gone. So hopefully once we get the inventory finished and finalized, then that will take out a lot of that stuff that's not what we need it to be. So, but I don't know. It's I think we all sit and try to figure out things. We all do.
Yeah, sure. You know,
you got to
find the commonalities to find out what's the consistent things so that you can, you know, it's nonsense to change things that were one-off anomalies. So,
yeah.
I think you always have your eye on the ball. So,
you
give me that impression. Sometimes you do what I do. You'll get something stuck in your craw, and you will overanalyze that one situation, even though it might only happen once or twice. You don't like to repeat a mistake.
No,
at least that's
don't.
What I find.
Well, none of us like that, though, do we?
I think that depending on the order of importance, I think some people don't give a rat's behind. At my company, you know, nobody's perfect, but boy, like, talk about, they will change in a 20-year-old policy if one thing went wrong once. Not because they're trying to overreact, but because they want their goal, and I get it, and I agree with it, is they want jurors to think of RDI as the most consistent company vendor that they can rely on. That's their hope. That is at the base of everything. They are hoping that they have a reputation that RDI genuinely values and takes care of each of their customers, period. So if something went wrong, even though it only happened once and it might not even have been our fault, they will try to figure out how could we have avoided this.
Well, I mean, I understand where, you know, I mean, we have things go wrong and I just sit there and go, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah, you know. And I mean, and there's always something that you deal with that you go, oh, you know, that's, you know, whether, and usually it's one of the girls, you know, or especially Michael, just totally screwing up. And I'm just like, how did you do this? I mean, tell me how. I mean, I don't understand, you know. They don't catch a lot of things, too, you know, that I'm like, you know, there's just a lot of things that they, I don't know. I don't really know the word for it, but I'm like, okay, we got to, yeah. So, but, I mean, I know where you're coming from on that with as far as what you're saying with wanting to do things right. I mean, I'm always trying to, like you say, trying to change a few things because I go, okay. We can't keep making these mistakes, you know. So we're gonna have to do it this way now, you know.
Right.
So, I mean, I know, you know. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. I do.
So I guess where all that's coming from, even though that was just an example that you're using, I would say if you've had consistent luck with those silly roses for the last dozen years.
Oh, yeah, I mean, 20 or something. Yeah, I mean, I'm not worried about them. I'm not going to take them out. I'm not taking them out of inventory or anything.
Good.
No, I'm not, you know. It's just the fact that, why?
What the heck went wrong? Yeah.
What? Yeah, why? You know, should I have put a print ad in? I mean, you know, I mean, that's, yeah.
Ironically, we just, you know, I just sent you all your studs. that's one of my funniest things is Christmas. I've worn almost every, dabble with it, ask it, but don't push it, is if you've got a customer that bought big in diamond studs last year for Christmas, you might call them and say, hey, are you looking to restock? But don't be shocked, because I've never seen a store like that had a killer year with studs for one Christmas. I've never seen it repeated twice. It's like it went from the thing to give last year to nobody wants them this year. And then
we didn't sell as many this year as we did last year. Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, we didn't. It wasn't as big a year for earrings this year as it was last year or the year before. And, of course, it's right now it's graduation time, and we should be, that's one of the, which will be good that those come, because I do need them, because they're it's that time.
Yeah.
And so either they're going to be buying pearls or they're going to be buying studs. That's the thing we sell for girls. So that's the two number one things. Guys, it's watches. So either they're going to be buying them or they're not.
Yep.
You know, and so, yeah. So, I mean, I do need them, because they're going to buy the small ones. They're not, you know, somebody might buy a bigger set, but most of them, the quarters, the fifths, the quarters, that's, you know, the thirds, that's where they're at. That's what they're going to buy.
Yep.
That's the size. So, you know, because they're not going out on a limb, because they're going off to college, and likely they're going to lose them, because they're not going to be responsible at college, because they're going to let their friend borrow them or something.
Sure.
You know, yeah. So, yeah, they're not going to buy the biggest ones. They might buy bigger ones when they get out of college, but high school, they're going to get the smaller ones. So, but generally, this is a good item for us at this time of year. Yes. So we'll see.
Yes.
If I tell you at the end of May, well, we didn't sell studs. Can I be in this conversation again going, the roses are here and the studs are here.
Yep.
I don't have a clue. So, you know, and I mean, I hate to say that, but, you know, it is, I mean, it could be, yeah.
Well, when it comes to your studs, just to let you know what's remaining, because I genuinely have like a checkoff list of everything that we've discussed. I'm still waiting on 4 pairs of 1/3 carat yellow, 4 pairs of 1/3 carat white, 2 1/5 carat yellow, and 3 1/5 carat white. That's the only thing that remains.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. We'll be okay. I'll have some, so that'll be good.
Good. All right.
I'll have some. That'll be good. So, all right. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. You have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.